Welcome to the My City Youth Leadership Essentials. These podcasts are designed to explain the foundational principles of leadership in My City Youth.
Hey, My City Youth, David Chittick here again with the My City Youth Leadership Essential Podcast. We know this, that leaders are not born, leaders are developed. And we are committed to developing you into the leader that God has called you to be. We're going to talk about something exciting. Today, the topic of our podcast is being available. You can write that down, available, and what it means. Let me tell you what we believe. When it comes to being available, which is a leadership essential in My City Youth, we believe this. Here's the four key words. Is whenever, whatever, wherever, and whoever. I'm going to say it one more time, just so you can get it. When it comes to being available, this is what we believe at My City Youth. It's whenever, it's whatever, it's wherever, and for whoever. So I want to break that down for you. Before I do, let me read this quote. This quote is by Pastor Phil Dooley. He says this. He says, the best teams are made up of a bunch of nobodies who love everybody and serve anybody and don't care about becoming a somebody. And that is what we believe. We believe being available is not just showing up, but it actually goes above and beyond that. It's whenever, whatever, wherever, and for whoever. So the first one I want to talk about is this, is the whenever. The whenever of being available. The whenever is broken down into kind of this definition, is the willingness to be inconvenienced. That's the whenever. Whenever you need me, whatever the time of the day. It might be the most inconvenient time. It might be the time where I watch Netflix at night, when I catch up on reruns, when I catch up on Instagram. But we know in My City Youth, we are okay being inconvenienced for the call of God. We know that being the leader who changes the world means there are moments where we are inconvenienced, and that is the whenever. The whenever means My City Youth. If I'm a leader at My City Youth, my Thursday nights are given to this generation. My Thursday nights are not mine anymore. My Thursday nights, I give those to God and say, God, whenever, whenever you need me. Being a leader at My City Youth, we say this, that Thursday nights is my priority, that My City Youth is my priority. We actually say this, that my life fits into this, not this into my busy life. Now, I said that. I need you to catch that. I'll say it one more time. That my life fits into this, not this into my busy life. The reason we add busy life in there is because a lot of people want to serve God when they have nothing better to do. When they have nothing on, when job has died down, when it's not their busy season. But as soon as it catches back up again, as soon as their job gets busy again, as soon as their life gets busy again, as soon as this thing, then church and serving is the first thing to go. And we have made a decision that to be a leader, to be a team, to be a ministry that changes our city, that changes the world. We cannot be people that say, God, I will serve you when it's convenient. God, I'll serve you when I'm not busy. I have to be somebody that says this, God, I will serve you even when I'm busy. I'm committed to My City Youth even when my job picks back up, even when it's not easy, even when another opportunity arises. You will find this out. As soon as you step into My City Youth and give your time to being a leader, and as soon as you start impacting and developing other people, the devil will come and he'll present to you something better. He will give you a job opportunity that, oh, I can't pass this up. A lot of times what we do is we think that just because a door opened means it's God that opened it. And now we trade the call of God for something else just because a door opened up. But just like God can open a door, so can the devil. And the devil will so often open a door for you and I to step into, for you and I to step into that removes us from the call of God and doesn't put it towards it. And so we have made a decision to be a leader at My City Youth. We have to step into that place where we say, God, this, my life will fit into this, not this into my busy life. I will not just serve you when it's convenient. I will not just serve you when it's easy. I will not just serve you when it's not on my date night. I will serve you when it's difficult, God. And that's a decision that we have to make. And that's the whenever. The second one is whatever. Whatever. I will do whatever. Whatever the price. Whatever the cost. for example, conferences. You'll see that we have camps and we have conferences, and we ask volunteers to pay some. We ask leaders to pay some. To be a leader at My City Youth, we don't question that. We know that there's a price attached to changing the world. There's a price attached to changing the city. And that's what God has called us to do. At My City Youth, being available, being a leader that is available means being a leader that says this, whatever you need, whatever the task, and whatever the ask. Let me say that again. We say whatever the task and whatever the ask. A lot of times we get caught in our job description. Well, this isn't what they told me I would be doing. This isn't what my job description says. This isn't the team that I'm on. I'm on the usher team. I don't clean up. I'm on the worship team. I don't catch people. I'm on this team. I don't do that. And we get caught in the job description lifestyle and we stop being available. We get caught in the job description lifestyle and we stop being the people that used to say whatever. So if you want to be a leader at My City Youth, to be a leader that's effective, to be a leader that changes the world, to be a leader who changes the city, we have to be leaders that say whatever, whatever you need. When you get a call from your leader and they ask you for something, what is your response? Is your response, I'll see, maybe, or is your response, whatever? Whatever you need, whenever you need it. Third one is this. Third one is wherever. Wherever. Wherever means whatever team, whatever campus, whatever win. A lot of times we get so stuck on the team that we're on, we don't want to go anywhere else. But a leader that's available says, wherever you need me. Wherever. If you need me on the setup team, I'll be on the setup team. If you need me on the pre-party team, I'll be on the pre-party team. If you need me on the usher team or the decor team or the events team or the operations team, wherever you need me, I will go. I might not be the best at it and it might not excite me the most, but I know that I'm living for something greater than just what I want to do. Being available means us being leaders that say wherever. Now, we absolutely have the intention of everybody serving in the area of gifting. So we want to serve in our area of gifting, but we will serve wherever we are asked to serve. That's the difference between a leader who changes himself and a leader who changes the world. A leader who changes himself thinks, I will go where I want to go. A leader who changes the world says, I will go wherever. I will go wherever. Fourth one is this. A leader who's available is a leader that says, whoever, whoever. The reason I say that is because you're going to have a leader in your life that you don't like. You're going to have a leader in your life that you don't get along with, that you don't agree with sometimes, that maybe isn't your best friend. And if you had a choice of different leaders in the world, you would choose them last. And that might be it. That might be you. Right now, you're serving on a team under a leadership that you cannot stand, that you know that you could do it better, that you can make it better, that you can lead the people better. But we know that a leader who is available is the leader that says, whoever. Whoever the person I'm serving under, whoever the leader that is above me, I will dedicate myself to serving them. The Bible says this in Colossians 3, verse 23, it says, in whatever you do, do it as though you're serving unto God, not unto man. Do you know this, that God will put you in a place, God will put you in a place where you have a leader who might not make the right decisions, who might not be the best at leading you, to see what your reaction will be. In the Bible, there's a story of David and Saul. Saul was the king, David was the servant. All David wanted to do was serve the king. All David wanted to do was serve in the kingdom. All David wanted to do was to fight for the people and to give all his giftings and talents and abilities to help the kingdom of Saul. And as Saul was king, that's all he wanted to do. But Saul saw David as competition. He saw David as somebody who was going to take from him and not somebody who could add to him. So Saul tried to kill David. Every day, daily, would try to kill David, would send hundreds and thousands of men to hunt David down and to kill David and to take him out, all because David just wanted to help the kingdom. And you will see this, that people might not try to kill you at My City Youth, But we're going to have leaders that are above us who are unjust. Leaders above us who are unfair. Leaders above us that we're there just to make their life better. We only suggest things to make it better, and they see us as competition. And this is what I've realized. I've realized that sometimes God will put a Saul in my life to see if I will be a David. Sometimes God will put a Saul in your life to see, will you be a David? How will you respond? How will you respond to that person who is unfair, who is unkind, who is unjust? God is searching. The Bible says the eyes of the Lord go to and fro throughout the whole earth, searching for him whose heart is loyal to him. God is looking for people out there that will serve another man who might not have it all together, another man who might not be the best, another man who might not have all the right decisions and might not lead people the way that they should be led. And God looks at the people underneath him and says, how are you responding? What will your response be? Will you keep showing up early? Will you keep honoring them? Will you keep loving them? Will you keep respecting them? When it comes to being a leader at My City Youth, we are leaders who are available. We are leaders that say this, whenever, whatever, wherever, and whoever. And if we can be people who say those four words, we can be leaders who change the world. So thank you so much for joining us. We're so excited for you to step into the call that God has for your life. We know that you were born for such a time as this. We'll see you next time.